Welcome to this special edition of the Indiana Kayak Anglers Podcast. This is the mandatory online captain's meeting for event number one on West Boggs Reservoir.
Welcome, Indiana Kayak Anglers. Thanks for joining us online. Going ahead and get this thing kicked off. I just want to first off say a huge thank you to KBF for the guidance on regulations, the support of our club. And all this happens with your paid membership to KBF. So the more members that we have, it's just much better for our club. So make sure you support them. I also want to say thank you to Hobie and Sun Valley Sports for the 100% payback. This is the second year that we're able to do this. And at the current registration numbers, that's about a $485 savings. So huge thank you to Hobie and Sun Valley for that. So we're really excited that prize money stays with the anglers instead of going out as an expense. Make sure when you're on the water that you have your PFD on at all times. Just the only thing is if it starts to warm up during the day and you need to, you know, take a jacket off, change some clothes out or whatnot, you can take your PFD off for a moment, but it needs to be on at all times. For the launch site, we have one designated ramp, and it's the ramp in the park. Of course, we want to make sure that we're considerate to everybody, so you can launch at the ramp, also the bank area that's next to the ramp as well. And if you need any guidance, just seek out one of the directors, or anyone should be able to help you out with that. Registration for our event starts at 6:15 a.m. Again, the park will be opened. The park gate will be opened at 6 a.m. Registration will start at 6:15 a.m. You can be on the water after registration, but no earlier than 6:30 a.m. First cast for our event will be 7:15 a.m. And you will need to be off the water by 2:30 p.m. For every minute that you are late getting off the water, we will deduct 1 inch from your catch. For first-timers and those new to kayak angling and new to the ICA organization, just know that it's your responsibility to make sure that you are aware of all of our rules. If you have any questions, you can talk to any one of the directors or any of the other seasoned anglers at the event or send us a message on the Facebook page. Thanks a lot, and I'll pass it off to Mike.
Okay, so for your CPR photographs, it will be on hog trough only. That's our officially designated bump board. So you want to submit 3 black bass photos. Your fish must be facing left with the dorsal fin up. Don't cover your fish's eye or have your hand under the gill plate. And you are allowed to manipulate the tail, but you cannot have your hand covering the tail of the fish. Mouth must be closed and touching the bump board. There will be a half inch deduction if mouth is open more than a quarter of an inch. And we've got one person judging all the photos, so there'll be a level of consistency there. And the code, your code will be written on your token. Make sure your token is in the pic and submit your photos on Tourney X.
So we will be, like Mike said, we're going to accept all our photos via Tourney X. If you have service issues on the water, don't worry. We'll get you taken care of when you get back to the launch site, or if you don't have a smartphone and you need to use a normal digital camera, we can handle that for you. We just ask that you get back to the ramp a little bit earlier than the 2:30 deadline to get going on that. We are going to allow early registration at our Friday night dinner. It starts at 6:30 at Stoll's Lakeview Restaurant. There's a Facebook event page if you would go and mark that if you haven't already, that'd be great. So I can let them know how many people are going to be there. Early registration will just allow you to pay your entry fee and sign our waiver sheet so that the morning of the tournament, all you'll need to do is get your hog trough checked and pick up your token. As you all know, we have a lot of people signed up for this event. The lake is around 620 acres. It's going to be tight out there. If all 97 guys that are registered right now show up, it's going to be tight. So between us and anybody else that might be utilizing the water, it's going to be crowded. So we ask that you're courteous to everyone. Unless your first name is West and your last name is Boggs, it's not your lake. So share it with everyone. And if we do have a West Boggs registered, I apologize. Thanks for letting us use your lake. If you have any issues on the water or have any questions during the day, feel free to contact me. My information's on the TourneyX page. I'll be online and connected all day long judging photos. Sounds like there's going to be a lot of them to check. So I'll be available. Just going to remind everyone again how important it is to wear your PFD at all times. We've all read the stories already this spring of kayakers lost, mostly due to bad decision making, which also involved not wearing your PFD. We want everybody to come in safely and have a good time. At the end of the event, judging by the fact that we're going to have, you know, 90 plus anglers, and from what I understand, everyone's going to be catching fish. We're going to have a lot of judging to wrap up. Generally I judge the fish throughout the day, but then we'll take the top placers and have secondary judging. So some of the other directors, or we may pull in someone else, we'll take a look at the photos and agree or disagree, answer any discrepancies that or questions that I may have about some of the fish. So we're going to need some time at the end of the event, so just hang out and enjoy each other's company for a little while, and we'll get things taken care of as quickly as we can. One of the other things we thought we might need to address on this event, based on our understanding of the abundance of 12 to 13 inch fish on the lake, is it seems like there's a distinct possibility that we could have a lot of ties. And normally ties are broken by the biggest fish of the three. However, I could see that also being a problem with, you know, three people catching three 14-inch fish or three 13-inch fish or whatever, to where that sort of backup method isn't going to work. So what we've decided is that if all three fish of both of the tied competitors are the same, then we'll go by the time that the biggest fish was caught. We would normally go by when it's submitted to encourage early submissions, but we're concerned about possible spotty reception issues. So we're going to go by the time in which it was caught. We do have that information available to us. So whoever caught their largest fish first will break any ties. One thing we're going to do this year too, for all of our events, and especially this one to get it started and test it out, I guess, is at the end of awards, we'd like for the top 3 to 5 finishers to stick around afterwards, because we'd like to do some quick interviews for the podcast. And this would also include anyone who has a great story, great or fun story to share from the day, that they'd like to add to the story. So with that, I think we're wrapped up. I think we've got everything covered. Feel free to ask any questions, either via the Facebook page or at registration, so we can all have a fun, safe, and competitive day. We'll see you on the water.